My name's Aaron Hopper from Bathurst. I'm a musician and a music teacher, but last year I was approached by the Entertainment Centre in Bathurst to be the artistic director for this festival. It was the first time it had happened, called the Inland Sea of Sound Festival, which is a world music festival, the first time that we've had a festival of this sort this side of the Blue Mountains.
Have you had any background in world music yourself?
Yeah, that's what I do. I'm first and foremost, I'm a musician, and I've been a full-time musician in the past, and currently I'm doing a little more teaching and a little more of this kind of thing on the side. But I suppose the music that I write is from a world music background, heavily influenced by African music and music from all around the world, Asian music and so on. Yeah.
Okay, so what sort of instruments are you playing?
I'm a guitarist. I studied classical guitar and study jazz guitar as well at uni, and I play every day of my life.
And I guess to get good at that sort of stuff, you have to travel around and experience different cultures. Is that something that you do?
It is. It's something I've done a lot of, travelling through India and Nepal and through various parts of the Middle East and all through Europe and Asia. And one of the great things that I did along the way was to go and listen to music from different parts of the world and to hopefully sort of absorb that and, you know, bring it back and make some of the sounds that I've heard into some music of my own. So it's a great chance to be involved in a festival like this and to try to bring music from outside. You know, we've got international acts, we've got national acts, people who are virtuoso, you know, masters of their instruments and wonderful bands, and to bring some of that music into this region.
Just talking about, you mentioned you play guitar. What are some of the differences in the way that Australian music compares to overseas music like Africa and Asia and those places?
Good question. I suppose Australian music consists of a lot of storytelling. Writers like Paul Kelly, people who write about their environment and what they see around them. I think that exists throughout the world, so I don't think that's necessarily a there's not a different approach to the themes of songwriting around the world, but the instrumentation is so vastly different. We have a lot of guitar and drums and bass here. We know what to expect. In different parts of the world, you'll get, you know, instruments I'd never heard of until I turned up into that part of the world. And, you know, you see them, they're making instruments out of pumpkins and playing them, and it sounds incredible, getting incredible sounds out of fishing line and all sorts of things. We have a fairly basic sense of rhythm in Western music. If you go somewhere like India or Africa, they've got such a complex rhythmic system. We tend to base music on harmonies, chords, keys. They tend to base music over in that part of the world on rhythms, not so many chords, rhythms and melodies. So being in places like that and learning about those rhythms and melodies and then trying to bring them back, I think it makes the musical world and more an interesting place to be.
Yeah, and obviously challenging for yourself as a musician too. Aaron, some of the different acts that are coming as part of this Inland Sea Festival is, you know, you mentioned some of the African rhythmic, that sort of thing. And one of the other interesting parts that I noticed about it is that you're sort of taking this music to all parts of Bathurst, including some people's backyards.
Yeah, that was a concept. Years ago, I lived in Brisbane, and I went to a concert in a backyard up in Brisbane. They have continued that idea, and they're still doing backyard concerts in the Brisbane Festival to this day. And they've become one of the great successes of the Brisbane Festival. And I just thought going over to your neighbour's house, taking a rug, taking some wine, taking some food, and sitting down and listening to some incredible music was a blast. So it was great. So we brought the idea down here, and we're doing it here too. And last year, in 2010, we had two backyard concerts, and we decorated the backyards to look incredible. We had three acts each night, three very diverse world music acts each night, and the people loved it. So we're doing it again this year.
Yeah, the neighbours are happy about it?
Yeah, we got to talk to them, let them know what's going on so we don't catch them by surprise. But they did, and we had somebody one of the neighbours who came up last year and said, I can't come to the backyard concert, but here's a donation.
That's great. It must be a pretty funny conversation to knock on someone's door and say, just letting you know, a couple of nights' time, there's going to be a whole lot of world music coming from next door. Was the reaction pretty positive? I know you mentioned the donation, but across the board?
Yeah, the reaction was really positive. We didn't have anyone complain. We didn't have any police turn up. I mean, we tried to limit the time so that by the, 8:30 the whole thing was wound up so people could go and resume their activities in suburbia. But no, it was all positive.
And it takes that music to an intimate new level, I'd say, too.
Yeah, it does. The thing about the backyard concerts, as opposed to the bigger concerts that we're having in the entertainment centre for the festival, is that we have to cap them. We have to cap them at a certain size, which makes it a really intimate experience. So, and anyone who's there gets to be really up close and personal with the musicians.
We're talking with Aaron Hoppe, the curator of the Inland Sea of Sound Music Festival, which is happening in Bathurst pretty soon. And Aaron, just talk us through some of the different styles of music that are going to be showcased as part of the festival.
Okay, this year we've got one of my favourite songwriters and singers from the past, a guy called Jacques Brel, who is now, he died quite a while back, the main, I suppose, exponent of continuing his music. Is a woman called Micheline Van Hortem from Belgium, and she's coming out and she's bringing a virtuoso guitarist, and she's going to be performing the music of Jacques Brel, which is a really timeless, wonderful songwriting. And we've got an ensemble from Japan called the Sawai Koto Ensemble. They're based in Sydney, but they're all Japanese, led by a virtuoso Koto master called Satsuki Yotamura. So there's six of those traditional Japanese instruments, and they're all going to be playing in this ensemble, but they've got a really modern approach to what they're doing. It's not really traditional sounds. They're almost, some of it almost sounds like heavy metal on these Koto stringed traditional Japanese instruments. It's fantastic stuff. Really rhythmic and really quite heavy, and in parts very beautiful. And we've got some gypsy music. We've got various local artists and people from about 18 different multicultural backgrounds dancing and performing their music as well.
I guess Australia is such a multicultural society, it seems fitting that there would be a concert like this being held, and somewhere like Bathurst, I guess you associate it with motorsport, and in terms of the music scene, you see so many of the same sort of songs being played out in the pubs and bars and that sort of thing. It's, I guess, something a bit different for the region.
It's totally different. That's the thing about, the country town. There's a lot of pubs, there's a lot of covers. This is a chance to see something totally different. But a lot of it's, high energy, incredible music. So, I mean, if you can dance to the pub stuff, you can dance to a lot of this stuff. And we've got flamenco music coming, from Spain as well. It's virtuosos of their instruments and dancing. It's brilliant stuff. So, I wanted to bring something different to this place.